Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Madnin!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey, Vanti. So I thought, yeah, maybe we can sneak in one more episode today. Just do a brief reflection on this very nice initiative. Actually, there are two initiatives I saw today that deserve a shout out. The one was advertised a little foolishly, but it's a good thing that Minister Ravishankar Prasad has said that they've set up a sanitary pad manufacturing unit in Digigaon Dhanauri Kalan, which is creating awareness about menstrual hygiene. Unfortunately, the photo that he shared is with a group of eight guys. So he's been mocked a lot on, Twitter and at least, but it's a great initiative. The other one was, I thought, a wonderful initiative by the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi. It's essentially, just give me a second, I'm just going to pull this up here. It's an initiative to promote spoken English in government schools. And Arvind Kejriwal had a very interesting tweet where he announced this. And he's basically said that, government school students come mostly hail from economically poor backgrounds. And when I meet them, their biggest demand is, sir, hame English bolna sikhwa dijiye, spoken English. So I'm very happy that this course is now starting for government school students. So I want to quickly mention two things that, we can criticize the Aam Aadmi Party. One of the things they've done, which has been very good, is apparently they've transformed a number of government schools into remarkably clean, well-organized, efficient, super places with swimming pools. And they let, and as a result of which they're, enabling children in these schools to get the kind of benefits that, only the very privileged in India do. But theoretically, everyone should be entitled to. Second thing, we know that, again, the Aam Aadmi Party, it's got its own checkered history. Whatever we may think of it, from the day it's been founded, the BJP, out of spite, has really gone after it. And the last thing they did was, there was an advisor, Atishi Marlena, who's very educated. I think she has 2 degrees in education from Oxford. She was working, advising the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi on education for a nominal salary of 1 rupee. And they got the lieutenant governor, who's, again, basically doing the bidding of the BJP, to kind of fire her. So, just putting that out. But I think this is a wonderful, wonderful initiative.
Look, I'm not a fan of the Aam Aadmi Party because I just think they're a bunch of clowns, because they often talk at cross purposes. They are like, they love a demo, but they don't like governing. Right, they any kind of dharna you give them the opportunity, at a drop of a hat, they'll dharna themselves out. But so now, having said that, here's an initiative where we've looked at the odd and even number plates in Delhi to reduce pollution. I don't know why that wasn't scaled up. Because it had a great impact in the short term that it was done as a pilot, and I do hope that they bring it back. But if there is a political party that is actually delivering to its constituents what it's promised in an effective, organized manner, in this case, it's schools for the lower income sections of society, and not some kind of subsidized cut price fall through school, but schools that are good in quality and in the kind of provisions they have, and in fact, sometimes they can match what the best that money can buy. I think it's really commendable. It shows the Aam Aadmi Party, for all its faults, and there are plenty of these faults, and partly it's to do with ego, partly it's to do with the kind of conniving of the BJP government in the center, and partly it's their own making, their own clumsiness at doing things incorrectly and by trying to win for too much consensus. So when on the odd occasion, when something jumps up and says that, thank God for delivering this, many people are benefiting from it, we have to step back and call it out. And while we commend that, I just think this is too little too late. I think as a party, they seized the national imagination at a point in time when the country needed a new left-of-center imagining of what politics could be and should be. But they completely squandered goodwill. And I'd be surprised if they win another election in Delhi. Though they have done good work. I do hope I'm proved wrong, that people recognize this party for the good work it's done and let them participate in other elections like they've done in Punjab successfully and win. So that's all I've got to say on this one, Rohit.
Well, I think there's... So this has opened out... your observations have opened out, I think, a number of very interesting and complicated issues which would, I think, require a longer discussion. I think you're right in saying that the sort of idealism that people associated with the Aam Aadmi Party has not been, it was kind of misplaced. And, is that in the nature of politics itself? Shekhar Gupta, he had a very interesting piece or an interesting observation, after some of the initial tamasha surrounding the internal turmoil in the Aam Aadmi Party when Yogendra Yadav and Prashant Bhushan were, they were essentially like made to leave and in an unceremonious way by Arvind Kejriwal. And he said that, Kejriwal has shown that he's got the same kind of ruthless streak as, Indian leaders, whether it's, Modi or whether it's Mayawati and so on. Now, do you have to have some degree of that streak to get something done? I don't know. And, maybe it's that same streak which has just allowed them to survive, because they've been bogus cases slammed against Aam Aadmi Party MLAs for, by the BJP and so on. So they've really been harangued. So that's one element. The second element I'll say is that, yes, I mean, there is also, they've done these wonderful things, but I think they can also rightly be critiqued for a kind of lack of imagination. And I think I would actually disagree with you about its... I don't think you're saying it's a left-of-center party. I think you're saying that there was a hunger for, maybe a center-left party. But it is a soft-right party. And, in some ways, they got played by the Hindu right, because the India Against Corruption movement, out of which the party morphed, was, right. In retrospect, we know that it was a BJP-engineered initiative, or at least it was, there were some, it let's say dovetailed with the goals of the BJP, because they knew that corruption was the most effective criticism they could levy against the Congress. And then I think, Kejriwal emerged out of that, grew too big for his boots. And in some ways, that's what, really angered the BJP, because the Hindu right felt that this, he was, their corruption, their creation. And the India Against Corruption movement was just a way to essentially decimate the Congress. Now, you're right. I mean, a lot of things haven't been done. I think in part, the problems that these cities face, Delhi, mega city, are intractable. But I think that, at least a couple of things they've done have been like pretty good. And I completely agree with you about, the dysfunction and the tamasha and so on. To me, there's been an interesting kind of cycle the Aam Aadmi Party's gone through, which is that, there was the euphoria, there was the, utopian promises and utopian expectations. Kejriwal resigned the first time around. Delhi was, I think, so disgusted with the Congress and even the BJP that the second time around, they elected him again. Congress got 0, BJP got 3. He would keep, saying things like, Modi's trying to have me killed. And I think at some point of time, he realized that, let me just get down to doing my business. I mean, he's still being harassed, apparently, for slapping some police officer or IAS officer. But this is one good initiative. And they've also introduced these, what they call the Mohalla Health Clinics.
Right.
So, that's where we are at. And again, what it amounts to in the grand scheme of things, how it pans out in the next election remains to be seen. I've also been fascinated, though, by the fact that just the fact that he's announced this on social media seems to have evoked a kind of rage among Modi fans, or Bhakts, as they're called. And it's almost as if they want him to fail. And to me, the interesting question, which I posed on Twitter through our account today, was that if you are in the BJP and if you claim to be a nationalist, much more stridently, in fact, than the other, members or followers or adherents of other parties do, if someone is doing good work, why should, if you really are a nationalist, How does it matter whether it's the Aam Aadmi Party or the Congress? Why are you so desperate for the Aam Aadmi Party to fail just because it doesn't happen to be the BJP?
That's a very cool point, Rohit. And I'm glad that we called it out, because I just think that kind of shows people up for what they really are. And I think in part what I'm riffing off about the Aam Aadmi Party is kind of... Let me give you a context as we kind of head towards wrapping this up. In the UK, there is... I do not agree with Jeremy Corbyn or his policies, right? On many different fronts, right?
Right.
But I do think that the way the media in the lead up to the last election had written Jeremy Corbyn off was a function of a certain kind of, you know, media machinery taking point, which was led by a right-of-center elitist thinking, which completely flummoxed them when the results came in, because by rights, Theresa May should have got a huge majority, Jeremy Corbyn should have, and Labour should have been completely blown apart. And I think a completely different theatre in Delhi, what the Aam Aadmi Party is trying to do is do credible bits of work, whether it's free healthcare, education, I think there was something around food as well, meals, school meals, all of these things. The jury's out. If the voters realize that this is a party that is truly delivering a program of work, as opposed to, you know, a bag of rice and a bottle of liquor and 500 rupees on the day of the voting, then I hope for everybody's sake that they see through the kind of media narrative and the other spin that goes with it, and votes them back. But the cynic in me keeps thinking that, you know, probably this is too little too late, but only time can tell.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, coming back, I mean, this kind of evolved into a very interesting conversation about the Aam Aadmi Party. I agree with you that predictions in the Indian context are, you know, even more dicey than predictions in any other political context. But to me, what's very interesting is, again, the aspiration of these, you know, young people who come from these, you know, relatively, you know, impoverished and underprivileged backgrounds, that they have realized and grasped that speaking English is key to success. And in that, there's a very interesting critique of, you know, our elites, who otherwise they keep going on and on about, you know, merit and merit and merit. But I can't, you know, I've lost count of the number of people I've known in the elite institutions I was privileged and fortunate enough to have studied in, you know, who basically just managed to get breaks because they had the right connections and they just had the right college on their CV and they just spoke English with the right accent. And, you know, it reminded me of something my dad said, because my dad went to a, you know, very humble school. It was a school where, you know, there were children of lots of refugees, although my dad himself didn't come from a family that was a refugee family. But it, you know, my grandparents' family was also affected by partition, in terms of my grandfather's, you know, he lost his job because his company essentially was owned by someone who migrated to Pakistan and so on. So this was a school in Delhi, and, you know, they had like 4,000 students, and they were like dudes shaving in class four, and, you know, they were like gundas and stuff. It's another story. We'll talk about it someday. But my dad said that, you know, he started learning English in the fifth standard. And, you know, and later on, he, like, you know, he went to college, he became a marine engineer and so on. But I remember him mentioning that, you know, the kind of people who went to colleges like St. Stephen's and so on in Delhi, they came from a different background. And just the fact that they, you know, spoke English a certain way and had this, you know, cultural capital about them, just it opened doors for them. And the interesting thing is that, you know, this is again going in a different direction, but he said that, you know, a lot of those people would do English and history and go into the IAS. So for us, you know, it was, or for other people, it was, you know, engineering or even technical education more broadly was an interesting way to kind of mobility. And even then the English language mattered. But now in, you know, this era of globalization, to use the cliche, it matters kind of more than ever. So I really think Kejriwal's onto something, you know, important here. And the BJP is harping about going back to Sanskrit. But, you know, what we really need is spoken English rather than, you know, I mean, you know, Renan Martin and all of that.
Right. Well, look, we've done a substantial meander on this one, so let's call it wraps on this episode. Till the next week, Rohit, take it easy and have a good week.
Excellent, man. You too. And yeah, for our listeners, thanks very much. We'll be back in a few days with a few more episodes. Take care.
Chalo, boss. Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.